Greetings. This is James Young with As You Wish Talk Radio on the BBS network. Hopefully, we're having crazy internet things. It's blinking on and off. So we're going to try to get through today's show. And if we are recording it here live, so if there's any problems, we'll have to just switch it out with the live recording we have versus the one that you're hearing tonight. So we're going to do what we can. Unbelievable. We have three major lines coming into this place, as well as an option, fourth line. And so, I don't know, hopefully this will work. But I want to go through some quick news today. I wanted to give condolences. Art Bell passed away, according to Google and several other sites. I don't know if this is verified or not, but we just got the information at 72. And they said it was mysterious. The cause of death is mysterious. So that's pretty interesting. But that Art was great. I've been on the show several times. And awesome guy, you know, and sad to see him go. We had a few other things happen today. I guess we launched 80-some-odd missiles over there to Syria at $1.8 million apiece. I think that's $224 million missiles went over there. My thing about that is, could you guys spare like one missile and do a little contribution to East Eddie? We could really use the money. As a matter of fact, there's probably a lot of homeless shelters that could use that $1 million. But anyway, my understanding about that, a lot of people are really upset and about what's happening there. And from my understanding, looking into this, and don't quote me because I haven't gotten the information yet, but the last missile launch was at a deserted airfield. And that was just to get, you know, the Democrats and the warmongers off its back. And so this may just be the same thing. I guess there's three sites they hit. When I was meditating, I saw a warehouse with all of these boxes in it. And I guess these boxes were not good. Whatever was in these boxes, and they were stacked really high. And I guess they were something that could be used. And I think probably ISIS behind that. He might have taken out some major ISIS programs or some deep state programs that were getting ready to be launched there. So we don't know everything yet. So hang in there. A lot of people are upset about that and they feel like Trump sold out, but he may not have. We don't know yet. So we'll get the rest of the information soon. I know they've got 25,000 indictments out there. They're being unsealed now. This April is going to be crazy. I hope they keep going through. I know Hillary warned Bolton, said, stop draining the swamp. You need to stop getting rid of all my people. You know, guess what, Hillary? You're not there anymore. You lost, you know, so give it up. I guess the, you know, FBI raiding Trump's lawyer, I think that's the straw that broke the camel's back. I think there's going to be severe repercussions from that. Anyway, on that note, that's just a few things I wanted to talk about before we started. And we also have some major events coming up at East Eddie. Just go to eastediaevents.com. And, you know, we've got some remote viewers coming on. John Vivanco is coming up. We've got the self-mastery training class coming up and quite a few other things. So that's all on the books. And again, go to eastediaevents.com. And we're having the Science, Spirit, and World Transformation Conference coming up too. And one of my speakers for that conference is Peter and Solrita. So without any further ado, I want to bring Peter and Solrita on the show. Are you with us?
Hey.
G'day, James. How are you going?
Good. I don't know if you can, I hope you can hear me okay because this thing is breaking up quite a bit. But I'm sure it'll be fine. But anyway, I wanted to, you know, the best way for people to find out about your work is to go to East Eddie Australia. Is it .com or .org?
.org.
.org, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. Yeah, .org. And, you know, they've got some footage that is going to blow your mind. And not only do they have footage of the ships, they've got really clear footage of physical ships and the beings themselves that have been appearing to them, as well as a lot of other crazy stuff. And when I was there in Australia, I have to vouch for what happened there. It's the real deal. There are ships flying all over. You just walk out in their backyard. There's ships almost every night, every day. During the day, there's ships out there. There's crazy stuff going on there. They've got the Wispies. the spirit beings cruising around. I don't know. We spent quite a long time traveling up and down the coast and doing workshops, and it was an amazing event. And blew my mind actually going out to Gosford Glyphs and finding out the real history of Earth, which they aren't telling us. So, but without any further ado, I want to welcome you guys back to the show. And what's new? I mean, what are you guys up to now? I'm sure it's amazing.
We're sort of doing a lot behind the scenes at the moment. We've got a lot of things that we've accumulated and evidence and things that are metal samples, soil samples, photos that I haven't even shared with you yet that are just mind-blowing compared to everything that I've already shared with you in the world so far. So I'm looking at sort of putting some of that out when we get to the ranch to show that in person at the 4th of July conference, and sort of waiting for this documentary that's on Solrita and I to be launched. I think it's going maybe on Netflix sometime, but there's a bit of work to be done on it yet. I think the filming side of things is done, but all the other stuff that they do in the studio, whatever they do, is sort of where things are at the moment before it goes on a larger format. So we've sort of just been all over the shop the last year with that stuff and getting married and all that. Yeah.
And like more ET activity happening in the home as well. Like the volume's definitely turning up on all of that sort of activity, you know, just having beings pop in more and more, starting to get like more dense, you know, coming into this vibration and, you know, different things that have been appearing in our house too. We're definitely going to go into it a lot more once we get to the ranch too. But yeah, things have really turned up in terms of activity and gifts and things like that.
Yeah.
It's going to be crazy, I know, when we get together again here at the ranch, because every time we do get together, I think our combined energies draw all kinds of things out. So it's going to be fun. I'm really looking forward to it. The I know that you have some of the stuff up on your website, but I mean, you're getting footage of crafts, and we've also had, was it Jason Gleaves? I hope I get his name right.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and he's been analyzing your footage, and I know he said you're like in the top 1% right now as far as getting footage, and I'd say you're probably the top. You know, there's a couple other people out there getting some pretty good footage, but I don't know anybody getting any better footage than you guys over there. Plus, you're actually getting footage of the entities themselves.
Yeah, so the way I'd like to put it is I've been not really sold, but personally I've been sort of, I guess, disowned by the UFO community for so long, and now a lot of people are trying to backtrack and talk to me. It's almost like the stone they threw away is the one they needed to complete the puzzle, so to speak. And we've had Japanese TV, two lots of it, authenticate our evidence. Hiring Masson's crew with Terza Millennio in Mexico authenticate our footage. We've had now Jason Gleaves, who was in the UK Air Force and now works for an aerospace company, if I got that correct, also authenticate it, besides numerous TV stations when going back to 2010 that have the original footage of a lot of stuff that I've got. So when it comes to that, people can say what they want, and, you know, the footage and evidence speaks for itself, and I want people to be sceptical. Don't get me wrong there. But, like, for example, Sorita got asked to go over to Italy to be on television over there, which we went over there to do, and we filmed an amazing object for about 20 minutes going back and forth, and we've put about 3 minutes of that footage up, and we had the TV crew filming that as that happened, and it would have to be, I'd say, in the top 1% of the best footage ever on the planet, especially for nighttime UFOs. And this happens whether we go to Bali, whether we go to the US, to your ranch. It happens wherever we go on the planet. So this is the facts.
And wherever we are in Australia as well, whether it's in the city, you know, with the skyscrapers, we'll have UFOs appear there, whether it's like in the country or, you know, in our backyard, the action just keeps happening. But it was really interesting that craft Pete was talking about in Italy. It really, you can tell that the time's getting closer. It really feels like they're really coming in a lot more. They're, you know, allowing themselves to show themselves a lot more too. You know, it was getting to the point where we're like, oh my God, are they actually going to land? Like they were starting to really come in that close and really interact with us on a conscious level. But that was a really amazing experience going to Italy. I actually got flown over there to do a TV show that's on Japanese TV, even though we're in Italy. So we had a translator speaking English, Italian and Japanese, and we were also translating ET or light language as well, or star language. But in Japan, they call it space language, which is very cute. We like that term. And so they got me to communicate to another experiencer over there. And I was able to talk to her in ET language, and then we were able to translate it into English, Italian and Japanese. And what I could see and feel and translate from her was exactly what she was getting to. So that was just, we were blown away by that, being able to communicate, you know, not only in ET language, but when you communicate in ET language, not only do you, you know, you hear the translation, you feel it as well. So it's a much deeper language than what we have, like compared to the English language.
Mm-hmm. I know the English language has one word for love, and the Italian language has, I don't know how many words in French and everything else. And so you can imagine their language, and, you know, a lot of them don't even speak. They just thought the thought, you know, but I know they've been trained. If they're here on the earth, most of them are ambassadors, and they've been trained to speak all the languages, even some of the ancient dialects on earth. So it's amazing, you know, what their capabilities are.
And I think it's also, you know, with them coming in and speaking language to us, like with a lot of the ETs that appear in the house, you know, sometimes I wake up speaking star language in the middle of the night, and people will be like, "You're not speaking English, soul." And, you know, coming out of experiences like that. But I think it was the day after we arrived back from Italy, back home in Melbourne, I woke up speaking Spanish in the middle of the night, and I don't speak Spanish. Pete's like, "You sound like you were speaking Spanish." He grabbed the translator, and what I was saying and what was happening was I was saying, "Where is he?" Because there was an ET that was standing right next to my bed that appeared in a golden craft. And all I can describe him as was this beautiful looking Mexican Pleiadian. He was just emanating all this light energy. His eyes were like shining emeralds. They were just so radiant and luminous. And his lips were like painted rosebuds. And the name that I got through with him was the name Amar. And when we translated it, it means to love. And the reason that he showed up in the room was he was just getting me used to having more ET interaction. And since then, and a little bit before then, I've just been waking up to ETs constantly in the bedroom at night and speaking to them sort of half conscious or like coming out of different state, whether we're being dropped off from craft. And some of those experiences, you know, Pete shared with me as well, you know, waking up to being standing at the end of the bed. It's just everything is revving up. We're really coming to a time now where they're getting excited. They're able to join in a lot more than what they were in the past too. And things are getting more and more dense.
Yeah, I have a theory about that. I've been really, you know, everybody's waiting for these things to happen. You know, the RVs and the you know, going back on the gold standard and all these other things. And I was telling them, you know, the same thing is happening with contact. Until we drain the swamp and get rid of these people that want to take them out and are threatened by them, you know, because they do have free energy, and with them, war is no longer, you know, going to be, you know, allowed, basically, you know, and they have, you know, healing technology beyond our imagination. You know, all those things are a threat to, you know, certain, the powers that were, let's say, that are going out. But I always tell people, you know, when we get our act together, we're going to have contact. And when we get, as a collective, when we get our act together and get rid of the tyranny, and they do have an avenue to come in on and people to work with, that's when we're going to have the one-on-one contact.
That's so true. That's exactly how I see things as well. And they're really, you know, they're extending that invitation out there for us to meet them, I guess, in the galactic community, and for us to be able to work and learn from each other. It's not just about them teaching us. It's also about us teaching them. You know, it's a two-way conversation. And, you know, once we sort of like clear house, as you say, you know, it'll be time for that to happen again. And everyone that is working on it individually is helping to spread that energy on a much larger scale to their community as well. So I encourage individuals that are, you know, meditating and connecting with the ETs and guides to just keep, you know, keep doing the work, keep putting in that effort and that time. And it is starting to spread. We are seeing it more on a mass conscious level.
Yeah, I agree. I know that I always tell people the prerequisites for contact are just have an open mind, a loving heart, and pure intent. And people all over the world are being contacted right now. And a lot of people that have a spiritual focus, and just basically good people are being contacted because they've risen to the occasion. You know, you don't have to be a rocket scientist or anything else to have your own contact. You just have to make it, you know, focus on it and make it your intention. And I always say you want to qualify that intention. Make sure you're focusing on benevolent contact because you could have some other experiences in there. But it's happening everywhere. And I think it's going to be happening in mass. And they're showing their ships everywhere too right now. But I know over there, you guys are like the head of the, you know, you're the head of the charge, I might say, over there, especially in Australia. You're kind of holding down the fort. And you know what Peter was saying earlier, too, about how much crap he had to go through and how much dissing and all the other stuff, that just means you're on target and they're jealous, basically. You're either shaking them up really bad because you're turning their apple cart upside down. And unfortunately, in the UFO community, there's a lot of jealousy and a lot of shills and a lot of misinformation and a lot of competition. And when you're at the top of the food chain, they're going to do all they can to kick your feet out from under you. And that's unfortunately, that's just the way it is. I think one day we'll evolve out of that.
That's exactly right. And look, the thing is, I love working with you and being part of East City Australia, and that's where we lie doing what we do. But what we also do and where we lie with what we want to do is pretty much in line with you, is reaching the masses. I couldn't care about speaking to a lot of these UFO groups or people that want to talk, because it's all stuff that is so mundane in terms of people do not get the point of why we have even got going on what we do have going on. And it's because of our intention, because we come from the heart, and because it isn't about the crafts. We get the crafts and the photos and all that stuff. Yeah. That's like you call, it's almost like the glitter, or, you know, is to
the bait
to suck people in to go to get an interest into this field. And then they realize, oh, it's not about the crafts and the beings. It's about my own God self and connecting and playing my role here while I'm incarnated here at this time to do whatever that is. And it's what I call Operation Starseed, and we all need to play our part. So I understand that a lot of the side of the hate and all that we get, that's one side of it, but we know the good that it does. And then we get stuff like hacked by NASA in Sandia Labs and all this, which we've got absolute proof of from a lot of internet experts. We're being smashed from every single angle. Now, the funny thing with this is the stuff I haven't shared with the public yet that's going to blow their mind if they think what I've got so far or what we've shared so far has been mind-blowing. And that's just going to come to the light when it's got to come to light, because there is a lot going on here in so many different ways, but it does come back to the information. And people have just got to check it out themselves and check people out themselves and use discernment. But they've also got to have the blinders down to be open to all possibilities, because if they don't do that, they're doing themselves an injustice on evolving on their spiritual human, earth human journey while they're here.
Yeah, I agree. You know, speaking of being hacked, it's like, luckily we'll have a clean recording, which we'll probably have to give to the radio station after this is over, because my internet is just being hacked like crazy. And we have three lines here coming into the ranch, and all three lines are going on and off and doing all kinds of crazy stuff. So it's unbelievable, you know, the nonsense going on. And this has been going on for quite some time. We've been shadow banned, censored. Our newsletter goes up to a certain level, and then all of a sudden we lose all these people, get taken off of it. And, you know, and that's been going on for a long time. And then one of my computers was just, it had so many problems, and I took it in, and the guy said, you have every agency on the planet inside your computer. And I said, great, you know. Yeah, and they went through all my stuff, software, but like butter, you know, they went through my security like butter. So, I mean, these guys know what they're doing.
Oh, definitely. And look, it's not stopping it getting out. Like, even with us, we get 1 to 10,000 hits a day on just one of our websites. So we know that a lot of people are going there and looking and researching, which is, you know, a great thing as well. So we know that the messages are getting out there. we've done a lot, but at the same time, it's knowing that other people are waking up and that humanity is not a lost cause, because this is part of the journey that we know that all, it makes all this worth it at the same time. But, you know, it's getting to a point now where the physical manifestation of this, it's like, you know, people who aren't caught up yet or on this path, they're not going to get on this path, but they've still got a chance. And what will happen, it will be that there'll be a large amount of the populace that will be holding space, and like instantaneously those that have got nothing to do with this or it's never been on their plate to even think about the spiritual realms of reality, there's going to be like a light switch turn on and they're just going to be up to speed with where we're at. But we're the ones standing down doing the great fight like yourself has been doing for so many years yet before us, and there's so many other beings that have been doing this for thousands of years upon Earth. But we're getting to that point now where it's getting really physical. Something I haven't shared yet, and I've got metal samples from this, is that I had an experience where I went to bed and then all of a sudden I'm in the lounge room and there was Shiji, Hima, and Liana. And these are three beings from the Pleiades, but different type of Pleiadians that were...
You've got pictures on your website.
I've got pictures of Shiji anyway on the website, but they've been giving me samples to help humans with where we're at in terms of building certain type of spacecrafts, but the most developed ones are consciousness, Merkabas, which are created through thought. There's also the organic light ones and the organically grown ones, but there's also metal material ones, and they've given me samples. And I went to sleep, like I woke up in the morning thinking this was a frigging joke. And I...
You're telling me you had an experience and you're like, oh, I'm just trying to remember. It's foggy, like I can see it. I remember like sitting at the dining table, you were saying, talking to this being, and he passed you. Was it the metal sample?
Yeah, and then I had a shower and I came out and got changed, and on my bedside table was all these samples.
A little pile of them.
Yeah.
It's just getting greater and getting more physical. And that's not the only thing. Like we've had, I was saging the house, and I've got this little Aboriginal bowl called a Coolerman that I have the sage in, and I walk around the house clearing. And halfway through clearing the house, these two crystals just appeared in this bowl. And, you know, it wasn't there before I put the sage in. They just appeared out of nowhere. And when Pete and I held them, we felt like they were just given to us by the ETs. We're having more of that sort of stuff just pop in. And I actually went to a crystal shop through the week. And the lady behind the crystal shop, we got talking to her and started talking about, you know, UFOs, ETs. And I showed her a photo of them. And she said, what you've got there is called an apport. We're like, oh, what's that? And she's like, it's where something materializes from another dimension and appears in your physical realm. And that's what we've had happening, is these little apports showing up. And
I'll tell Rose about this, the stone outside.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So this is really trippy. I went outside and I was meditating in the spot where you saw me always outside laying down meditating. Down the side of the house. And all of a sudden I hear something like a thud. And in front of me is what looks like a river rock come out, is sitting on the grass, and dropped in front of me. Anyway, within a couple of minutes, I've told Sol about it, and there was a craft above the house. And I get one of my friends to do some research, and it looks like it may come from Washington State on the ocean there at some place where they've got all these river rocks. We've never been there. We've been to your place. We haven't been to any ocean in America, and it's the only place to pin this down through research. So we've had just weird stuff going on like that, besides, you know, some of the photos that I'll be sharing with you, where you can actually see windows with the beings in it. And you can see that it's a structured craft as well. And these are quite clear.
Yeah, it's time. I know, it's happening everywhere and it's becoming exponentially, you know, increasing. And I know with the people that, like you and Solrita and other people that do have pure intent, you know, and high integrity, those are the people that they're coming to. And I know it's one thing, it's even getting a little more crazy, the people of no integrity and, you know, the ones that are just in it for a buck or whatever else are the ones screaming the loudest.
Yeah.
You know,
about what's going on and trying to debunk it. You know, it's funny, and I see these people, I won't mention any names, but they come out with these videos, like big shock videos, like Stanford Research is run by the CIA. And God, I knew that 30 years ago. I mean, all of a sudden it's, big news, you know, it's like, yeah. like big news. I go, I thought everybody knew that. And, you know, you keep seeing these things come out constantly and you're just going, and, but it's, they're like shocking, you know, shock lines and videos to get everybody's attention. And you're going, my God, this is like, I'd be embarrassed to put that out because that's common knowledge of anybody that's done any research. And it's been known for, you know, 30 years. You know, there's basements under Stanford. They do a lot of crazy. They invited me to come there. And I said, I don't think I'd come back out of your basement. No, thank you. And, you know, so, yeah, there's a couple other places like that. But I was, the higher being said, nope, you're not going. You know, and they told me, you know, you're not going. But, you know, I just see this all the time. It's just a big dog and pony show. And what I really want to do eventually, and we talked a little bit about that, is do something like the real disclosure and having the, you know, the evidence that we have, you know, some really key people all part of that, and doing a video, but really covering the higher side of things, the spiritual side, and what it means to have contact with a spiritually and technologically advanced race. You know, what would that do to the earth? And then also, how would it be met? Are we creating heaven on earth? Are we welcoming these kind of contacts? Or, you know, are we still living in superstitious fear, you know, and doing the much wants more program, or the me program, you know? It's like,
that's where it lies. It's exactly where it lies, I think, up to doing something like that. And the people, especially listening to this, realizing, and it's not just targeted at them, but every single person on the planet, they've got to do the work as well, because a lot of people are coming to us expecting us to hand enlightenment to them on a silver platter. And if they knew the stuff that both you and I and Sol have gone through to get to where we are, and we're still in service mode, just continually doing whatever we do, and it's not about enlightenment, but they expect that overnight they're going to have the cosmic all-knowing knowledge of everything and become Gandhi and Muhammad and Buddha and everyone rolled into one. They don't realize that there is trials, tribulations, tests, down times, good times. It is everything that's very much amplified through doing this. So I think it's getting to the point where, you know, I think something like a project like that is well worth it, because especially for us as well, because I'll tell you what, I've been blacklisted on everything I'm blacklisted on. And that's, you know, working with you has been a godsend, you know, dream, because it's been somebody like yourself that's had years of stuff going on like Sol, and we've been able to work together to get stuff out for how long we have already. It's putting information out, and those that are meant to find it will find it, and that's what it's about, is people having another resource of information to chew on and do what they're going to do with it.
I think it's also important for, you know, people to remain grounded at this sort of time as well. You know, like, even though we do have all these amazing experiences and gifts appearing and ETs appearing in the house and UFOs, you know, like, at the moment I'm still working two jobs. So, like, you know, we have to have the grounding, you know, like the food side of things, pay the bills, and, you know, all of that still has to happen. And that's what I want people to know too, is that, you know, we're not just living some kind of fairy tale fantasy. Even though it is amazing that all this stuff happens, we still have a normal life to some degree, and we have three children as well. And I think what we notice with all the stuff that started to appear in the house lately, like crystals and stones and things, it was when we upped the clearings. We were going through Mercury retrograde at the time, and Pete and I were just trying to hold space on a, like, a global mass consciousness level for people to be able to shift through things easily, because we saw, you know, all different things happening, you know, with friends and just people around us and family, and everyone was going through a lot of stuff, and there was cars breaking down, and, you know, like, all of the stuff that happens when Mercury retrograde happens, computers and...
I've got a few now, like 20 or 30 bank cards, because no cards will work after like a week on me as well.
Yeah, so we started doing clearings. We upped them a lot more. I mean, we're already doing clearings anyway, but we really started to up the level of type of clearings that we were doing. And really, you know, burning the frankincense, burning the sage, and just walking it through the whole house and the whole property, and, you know, just making sure that we were gridding the place, you know, two times a day.
And meditating when, that much as well.
And and meditating too. And I think that's where the beings started to find it easier to pop in a lot more, and started to find it easier to, you know, bring these gifts.
But there's really strong energies at the moment. What I mean by this is, if you're riding with good intent and loving heart, like you say, James, that's going to even be amplified. So what's happened, especially this year, it's been the most intense year for a long, very long, long time with solar flares, geomagnetic storms. We're almost getting them friggin' weekly at the moment, and the most intense ones for a very long time. We've even had tears in the electromagnetic field of the Earth. And a lot of this is documented. It's just not me saying it or what the beings are telling me. This is scientific. So with that, we've got these really intense energies coming in, amplifying things. So if you're really wanting to be in service mode and things like that, the beings that are in line with that, it's actually making it easier for them to manifest and come through and work with you because the energies are there to help them. But then you've got the bipolar side of this, is that also it's the opposite of that, the people that aren't in line with that, and then the darker energies like the Archons and Reptilians, them things are really coming through as well. So, you know, the clearings, calling on the lion beings, your guides, the beings that you work with, the archangels, whatever works for you and whatever you are working with, really calling them through. And I mean doing it multiple times a day at the moment is what's needed, not just, you know, once a week or when once in a blue moon. This is a continuous thing because all of us are a light, and these things are like moths coming to the flame, and they're seeing the light that we've got within. So it's really, you know, trialing times at this time.
Yeah, I agree. You know, the we just got two. There's another big wave of energy coming through on Tuesday, and it's going to last for about 7 days. And we've gotten a lot of information from the Palladians that they are going to be coming in strong. And actually, they've been given the go-ahead to use force in certain situations. So, you know, the it's like the whole universe is going to, you know, open up a can of whoop-ass here pretty quick on the dark heart. You know, the people that have been, you know, manipulating and enslaving humanity for eons. So tyranny is going to be coming to a close here. And people who hold that frequency are going to basically implode. They're going to lose everything, their kingdoms, probably their lives, most likely. But it's just, you know, part of an evolutionary process that happens, and it's done by their own hand, you know, basically action, reaction.
Well, that's it. And, you know, we create our reality, and this is, you know, we've also got to deal with the ramifications of what we put out and the intent of why we do what we do. So this is really just a manifestation from that. And it's a co-collective created reality. We've manifested this at a source level as well to, I guess, evolve on a greater aspect. But this is where, when we incarnate here, we've got the teachings of putting our foot down, saying no instead of always giving. Because they've got to be those teachings as well. We can't just let everything and anything stand over us and, you know, just completely be in service mode to anything and everything without there being a give and take type of scenario in terms of, you know, intent. Because if the intent is just to give to anyone, you could be giving to the wrong people have got ill intent to do with things that they've been given. So this is where we've really got to check ourselves at the moment, as individually and as a collective.
Yeah, we need to really look at the organizations we're giving to and do some research and find out how much of that money is actually getting to where it was designated to go, you know. And you'd be shocked when you find out who these beings are. A lot of these major charities are not at all what they seem to be. And they're run by the cabal and by people high up in the cabal. They actually own them. And, you know, a good example is the Clinton Organization, the Clinton Foundation, basically. I mean, what happened to those billions of dollars that were supposed to go to Haiti? You know, where did they go? There's quite a few other things. And I don't want to go down that road, but obviously, you know, the masks are coming down and everything is being seen for what it is, and all the nonsense. And I really feel good about, I do think we're going to go into a whole different monetary system. We're going to go into the gold standard. There's a lot of funds that are being designated for humanitarian funds that are going to be coming out. And I feel really good about that. I'm not sure. There's some other things happening, like the redemption or the reevaluation stuff, you know, that's kind of murky water still. I'm not sure when all that's going to come down, but I know these other things are happening. They are in place, and things have been transferred. So that's the good news. We are going into a really good place, and I really don't think we're going to go into World War III. I think this is just another big kind of a chess game that we're playing. And I guess if we look at the what was targeted there, it's going to when that story comes out, it's going to be a whole different picture. You know, I don't, you know, people are going to get really ticked off about this, but I know Putin and Trump and everybody, China, all of these guys are talking. They're talking, they're working together, and they haven't, something's being orchestrated here. And we're not going to get all the picture, but when we do, we're going to find out it's a good thing, you know, and it was necessary. So it's going to be interesting when this all unfolds, but I really don't think we're going to go into World War III, and I don't think that higher dimensional beings and the ETs are going to allow any kind of an exchange like that. The missiles won't even get off the ground. If they do, they're going to be taken out.
Yeah, some next level stuff now when it comes to all this as well. And I think, especially with the American people, like around the world, the Americans are loved, whether they realize that or not. A lot of Americans think they're hated. And I think the people know that it's not even like they love, especially with Solon. I love how patriotic Americans are and how embracing they are to, you know, their own people. It's not even really the government per se. It's really just a few bad apples within, I guess, organisations, the elites there that are making everything the way it is. And so I don't even think the American people have got anything really to worry about once everything's sorted out. I don't think Putin, I don't think China, any of these dudes, I don't think they've got any ill intent towards the American people or the government itself. It's just a few. They know who these people are that are in these spots, these power players. So I think there is a big change coming. And look, Sol and I have seen these plasma-free energy devices where brand new cars are being run off them, houses are being run off them, people with stage-3 cancer completely healed from these things. These are the things that I'm not talking about, and I've been working on this stuff as well. This stuff is real. And once this stuff gets introduced, I'm telling you now that the entire civilization, how we eat, how we treat each other, our health, our happiness, our well-being, and even us traveling into space, all these things are going to be changed pretty much overnight. So we've really got some good times ahead, but we've got to rise to that as well, and we've got to sort of earn our place as a people without the government into the galactic civilization to play our part and, basically have a two-way relationship with these civilizations. Because once we turn on our senses, especially, we're actually pretty much above in terms of the abilities that we've got more than a lot of these extraterrestrial civilizations. They're looking at us going, if only this specific type of humans, these Earth humans, knew what they're capable of. Though a lot of these beings are our ancestors, we are capable of so much, and it's just us realizing that and playing our part in that. So, look, we've got some amazing times ahead.
And that's part of like what we're going to be doing at the ranch with my workshop and with my talk is talking about these psychic senses and talking about like what we can do to turn them on and activate them. And we're going to do a couple of exercises and things over there. So that's going to be a lot of fun too.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. the people, this Science, Spirit, and World Transformation Conference, I can't wait, you know, for this to come about because all the people we have are great. They're all brilliant, you know, heart-centered people and high of the highest integrity, and I know when you get a group together like that, it's going to draw the right people, and we're going to have amazing crafts coming in on a regular basis. So they always do, but I have a feeling they're going to come even lower this year.
Yeah, I think so too, and that's what's been happening here. And you know, when we went to Italy, that's what was happening as well. It really feels that it's getting time where we're going to have more that face-to-face contact, but that time's coming really soon.
Yeah. Now you met a couple over there in Italy. Tell me about that story.
Yeah, so some people who are listening may be aware of this bloke. His name's Antonio Urzi, and hands down has the most amazing footage. And I'm talking like he's got a lot. Like I'm up there with him in terms
of his wife.
And his wife, Simona. Like this dude's got thousands of photos and videos and apartment buildings of people walking out, seeing him and seeing the crafts and even the police just to get called there. I believe he's done fashion designing for Lady Gaga and a few other celebrities, maybe Britney Spears and Rihanna.
Rita Ora.
So he's an amazing person in terms of what he can do, but like what he does for a living, but he's also got the best footage in the world. There's been documentaries on him and his footage has been authenticated. But we went over there and met him, and I'm telling you what, man, down to Mother Mary and some of the experiences you all have had, because I mentioned you over there and you hadn't heard of you, though we needed a translator. Man, this dude's pretty much got the same story as you, as me, as Sol, as a lot of experiences, and he'd never met somebody that had pretty much the same experiences, I mean, all over the board, and he had the same information, and we never met. We did like a 2.5-hour live stream on Facebook with him. But this dude, man, his intent, he holds conferences over there, and I think he's trying to get us back soon to do a conference to 1,000 people, which will live stream to 80,000 people. And this is the thing, over in Europe, not just Italy, but entire Europe, this is actually just massive over there in terms of the interest of this being taken serious, way more so than I think America and Australia. It's pretty much like Mexico in terms of how serious they take this stuff. So the short time that we did have there, because I was on the nod half the time with jet lag, trying to stay up late into the night talking to him and his wife, and Sol Rita had an amazing time talking to him as well.
Yeah, it was an incredible experience, and incredibly heart-centered people. And his wife, you know, she's a lifelong experiencer as well. I had so much in common with her with, you know, different things that she'd gone through. And what was funny was, you know, we're speaking two different languages, but yet we could understand what everyone was saying with the help of a translator. But it's funny, once you get into that heart space, the communication becomes less of a barrier. And there was so much said on more a telepathic level. We started to understand each other's experiences. And it was just, it was so, there was so much synchronicity between your case, James, and our case, and like what we all go through with what they have. And their message with contact is, you know, is pretty similar to like what we all talk about as well.
He even has a photo similar to Shiji, but she's got blonde hair of a Pleiadian.
A dark-haired one
that he took with I think it was at the conference. So it's a similar being, it's a similar messages. And I think for him it was just amazing from the point of view. He really had nobody at that level of contact like himself. That I'm sure if you sat down with him, it would pretty much be ticking each box going, that's the same stuff that I've experienced. If not, you would be learning a bit about some of your stuff, and he would be learning from you in terms of, oh, it's like, that's why that happened. You know, the similarities and the confirmations in terms of things. So Antonio Urzi and Simona Sibella, you can check out their stuff. And even UFO TV on YouTube has got his documentary up for free, and that's really worth looking at as well.
You know, I wonder if we could do something with either subtitles or a translator and get a list of questions. And I always felt it'd be great to ask, you know, you, Sol Rita, myself, him. There's a couple other people I'd like to interview that I believe are, you know, having amazing contact. And just we'll put our own video out and just say, look, here's the real deal. You know, here's the real evidence, the real deal. And here's the message, you know, and let's skip the nuts and bolts and keep it in the past. And let's talk about what's happening now, the real history of Earth and why they're back.
And it's funny, I forgot to tell you, James. So I think it was about 3 weeks before we flew over to Italy. I said to Pete just out of nowhere, I'm like, oh, I'd really love to go to Italy this year. And then we got the invitation, I think it was 3 weeks later, got an email saying that they wanted to fly us to Italy to do this show. And what I'd also dreamt of going and meeting contactees in Italy the year before. So it was kind of funny. It was like all these like premonitions and feelings just starting to like, you know, to link up and start to happen. But what I also see and what I drew a picture of a couple of years ago was all these lights like turning on all over the globe and all over the world and then connecting together. So it's like the ET contactees, we're all starting to connect and those grids are starting to light up. So all those geometries are happening.
Exactly, yeah. I used to say, have this joke a long time ago, and I used to say, everybody goes, have you ever been married? And I said, no. They go, when you get married? And I tell them, when I get back from Australia. You know, I was just joking around. And then next thing you know, I'm in Australia. And so I go, I got to change the joke. You know, I got to pick out like New Guinea or some place. And I'll end up in New Guinea. I better not, but I'll just have to drop on.
Bali's good.
I know what I'm going to say. I'm going to say, when I get back from the Pleiades.
There we go.
I'll create that reality and I'll be in the Pleiades, and I probably will, you know, I don't know. But you know, there's so much. It's funny, those intuition things. I just got a message the other day. Somebody sent me a message and said they got an email, something about going. They go, do you want to go to Italy? And I go, well, I don't know. Find out more information. I haven't heard back yet, but I'll have to look into it. Maybe that's that conference he's putting together.
Yeah. It could be, because it's pretty epic. It's almost like a United Nations conference in terms of there'll be people from Australia, Mexico, England, Italy, like all over the world. Like I think Antonio is partly responsible for this and getting the funding and everything too. And I think we might be going to Sicily for a week just to hang out with him before this as well, and have some meetings and things like that as well. So it's quite possible that you will be a part of this. But
that would be awesome.
I think it's just great to get, you know, the real deal people out there, but also new stuff in terms of, which is why I love your show so much and listen to it, because I'm just sick of a lot of this media out there that deals with this type of content having the same people for like the last, I don't know, 30, 40 years over and over. I don't know how many times, I don't want to say names, but I could say like 20 names off the top of my head, and they've been on, they just keep getting repeated on everything. And it's still the same old story from I don't know how many years ago, whether the researchers or experiences. And I think it's really important that we be open to new content, or we get the real deal people out there when I think it's called for, because there's so much out there that we don't know, that, you know, there's so many people that have dominated this field for so long that it's just a waste for the listeners and for humanity if it's just the same stuff over and over.
Yeah, I agree. You know, it goes back to the 40s and they're still telling the same story. Yeah, they say that's part of the cover-up, is keep your neck cranked to the back into the past, you know, and keep nuts and bolts. And then you don't get the real message on what's really going down. But, you know, anyway, we're hitting the end of the hour, unfortunately. What's the best way for people to get in contact with you and find out more about, you know, what you're doing and your books and everything else?
Yeah, they can go to ecityaustralia.org or petermaxwellslattery.com or soulreader.com. Basically, the three websites are tied together, though they're separate. There's links to everything, including your stuff as well. So, and pretty much I've got nothing on my plate publicly with this sort of thing until maybe Italy, or when we get straight back, we've got to go here for 2 days, and then I think we're at your place for about a week, which is the 4th of July week conference. So if people are in your neck of the woods, or I know people travel there from all over the world, if they want a chance to meet Solrita and I. And
I'm going to be doing some sessions. So if anyone wants a private reading while I'm over at eCity, there's going to be a couple of spots available
for
that. And
you also do them over the internet as well.
Yeah, so I usually do them over Skype, mainly international. Usually have a couple of appointments for the week. But, yeah, our books and things are available on the eCityAustralia.org website, and we've got meditation CDs and other things like that to check out. But, yeah, check out the footage of the UFOs and of the beings.
Great. Hey, well, again, I can't love you guys. I can't thank you enough for coming on the show, and I can't wait to see you here on the 4th of July weekend, and have a great rest of the day.
Love you too,
brother. Take it easy.
Bye, James.
All right, it's James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio signing off. Have a great evening. And remember, open mind, loving heart, pure intent, all that's necessary. And watch the skies. Good night.